Well, Peter, we were talking about captains that you played under, and we talked about Jack Watkins. Could we move on to Bob Hodge now?
Yes, well, Bob Hodge was the second captain that I played under, a number eight forward, a very good player. And fortunately or unfortunately, that season, John Gwilym joined us. So they were vying for the number eight position. Both wanted to play number eight, so very often John Gwilym would have a slight shoulder injury during the game, and he would revert to number eight, and Bob would go in the second row. And after Bob Hodge, John Taylor, I believe.
That's right.
And a wing. Unusual for Gloucester to have a back as captain. And John was a very forceful wing and probably got us playing our best rugby, because as a wing he wanted the ball in his hands, and we had a very successful season that season.
Indeed, that season, which was 53-4, played 42 matches, won 31 of them.
That's not bad when you think we play all the... I think we had a record of 13 games unbeaten, which again we equaled later on in my career. And after John Taylor, George Hastings, I believe.
That's right, he took over in 54-5.
Yep, George front row forward, England, Barbarians, everything else. Yeah, the knack, in those days, you could make a mark anywhere in the field. And George would mark every kick out. Often get his handkerchief and wave it to see which way the wind was blowing, and then kick to touch. But he's good front row forward, number of times for England, Barbarians, etc. And from George, I think I took over from George. I had 3 years, then I had a year's break, and then another 2 years.
Yeah. Cyril Thomas was the man in the middle.
Well, Cyril had played a long time, and it was felt it was time that he was captain. So I stood down that year, Cyril took over, and I came back for another 2 years. And it was great times. I mean, they were great times. We wanted to play. There wasn't any financial reward. We didn't want it. We didn't expect it. But it was great that we just wanted to play.
Having had that long stint as captain of Gloucester, how do you view the art of captaincy, Peter? What do you think are the important elements of it?
It's so different now to what it was in those days. I mean, when I was first made captain, probably one of the qualifications you had to be, I mean, it seems silly today, you had to be on the phone. There was no mobile phone or anything like that, but you had to have a phone at home so you could be contacted. That was one of the basic things. Because not only were you captain, you were the coach. You were the team secretary. You had to tell who was playing, who wasn't. I think at that time you arranged the coach times to travel, that's or what train you were travelling on. It was more than captain, it was running the team. And of course there was also the second team which you also ran. So you were team secretary, trainer, coach, everything.
So can you talk us through a week as captain of Gloucester at that time?
My recollections are that, I'm not absolutely certain it's right, because time goes on. We're talking 60-odd years ago. 60, yeah. And we would meet on a Tuesday for selection. We would train Tuesday and Thursday. But September, October, we played midweek matches. That's when the light allowed us to play in the evening. And from probably March onward, March, April, you played midweek matches. But generally, you'd meet on a Tuesday for selection. training, hours or running around, having a chat, having a hot bath. We used to pick the team on the Tuesday night, and sometimes before, sometimes after training, and there was a post box opposite the ground, and as captain you post a card to the players. If you saw them, you didn't bother send the card, obviously, but you post the card saying the coach leaves at 10 o'clock or whatever, and if they were unfit or anything, they would get back to you and you find a replacement. But as long as you got the post in by 8 o'clock, they always got it next morning. A little bit different to today.
And what were your team talks like on match day?
Oh, on a yard kind of thing, as a forward. Get the ball, make sure you go forward a yard with it, and then give it to someone else type of thing. Not like today. So amateurish, I suppose, really. But we got a good spirit, and they were all local people. And I mean, some of them, Cheltenham, was an outsider, whereas now they come from all corners of the earth. But a player from Cheltenham was an outsider, and it took him a few months to get in the swim of things.
Were you a rant and rave captain, Peter?
Yes, I mean, and on the field I was a bit, shall I say, fiery. Some people said I'd pick an argument with myself if I couldn't find anyone else. But I don't know if that's true. But yeah, we played with a lot of spirit. Perhaps some of us didn't have much skills, other players did, but we made up with effort.
And as the captain, was your view sort of the most important one as regards selection?
Oh, well, you had a selection committee, but they always listened to the captain. I'm not saying the captain could do everything, but he had a big say in it. You had about four other selectors, because a couple of selectors would travel with the United side on the Saturday to see how the other players were playing. And you would meet up, and yeah, the captain's view was very strong.